structures I'm dictating from the neighbors of White Lake patient. First name is Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E. Last name is McDonald, M-C-D-O-N-A-L-D. Date of birth is August 29, 1934. Date of evaluation is 8-8-2023. Next paragraph, HPI history page. Chief complaint, psychiatric follow-up and management of depression and to assess efficacy of current medications, history of present illness. This is a 80 years old female who's well familiar to our service. Period, I reviewed evaluation. Done by PA Mark and psychologist from our service. I had last seen her on May 24, 2023. Period, patient's chart reports that her Abilify was increased to 10 milligram at HS, and she continues to be on Lexapro 15 milligram once a day and Buspar 20 milligram twice a day. Period, no evidence of any tremors, abnormal involuntary movements. Period, during my evaluation, patient remains patient is not as tearful as before, but remains confused and stated, quote, "I feel sick," unquote, but unable to elaborate on what's troubling her. Period. Staff believes that severity of patients' depression and tearfulness is less with current medication. Without any excessive sedation, lethargy, period. Patient could not tell me today's day, date, month, season. Next paragraph, internal medical social family history, last with 7-24-2023. Next paragraph, review of medical family social history indicates no changes since last visit, as noted above, except as listed below. Next paragraph, medical history unremarkable, social history unremarkable. Next paragraph, current psychotropic medications, medication, see medication page. Number one, Abilify 10 milligram QHS. Number two, Buspar 20 milligram twice a day. Number three, Lexapro 15 milligram once a day. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, mental status examination, constitutional, non-grooming, fair motor movements, weakness, stature, sitting, level of consciousness, alert, demeanor, apathetic effect, flat mood, dysphoric, mildly tearful, speech disfluent, thought processes, confused, suicidal, homicidal ideation, deny suicidal, homicidal ideation, psychotic symptom, no evidence of auditory, visual hallucination, frontal knowledge, poor judgment, poor insight, poor orientation to person, only place, time impaired, attention, concentration, poor memory, recent and remote impaired. Next paragraph, assessment plan, Alzheimer's disease related onset, G30.1, plans continue supportive. Intervention as recommended previously. Number two, mood disorder due to non-physiological condition with mixed features, F06.31. Plans continue Lexapro, Buspar, and Abilify as prescribed. Peer severity of patient's depression seems to be less with current medications. Number three, anxiety disorder due to known physiological condition, F06.4. Plans continue Buspar. Next paragraph, disposition. Notify service of any changes in mood or behavior, any new concerns. Next paragraph, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential adverse effects. Please check that box. Next paragraph, procedure 99307, end of dictation.